the Newfound Overland Podcast, where we have relevant conversations about vehicle-dependent travel, adventure bikes to rocklanders, weekend warriors to full-time travelers, and everything in between. Newfound Overland. Overlanding undefined. Welcome back. Happy Monday to another episode of Newfound Overland. I am your host, Benji, and this is our fun little Monday show called Weekly Kickstart. So it's kind of just housekeeping things, news of the world, anything related to overlanding. We got a fun little voicemail we do segments on. Each month, I'm trying to have like a fun little conversation starter or something that will get you guys to call in the voicemail. And the more the merrier, guys. The more people that call in, it could be for 2 seconds, it could be for 2 minutes. I don't care. Just makes it more fun, I think, for me and the listeners. If you guys want to do that, the phone number for the hotline is 417-319-1969. It's all in the show notes below. You just have to scroll down there and look for it. This month, the month of April, we are having a discussion about griddles, anything that's stove related, any kind of cooking thing that you guys could recommend or suggest, things through time that have been proven, not only to yourselves, but maybe your friends use the same kind of thing. I've bounced around from like a Coleman two burner stove to a like the Blackstone. I think it's a 17-inch Blackstone. And then I recently got the Jetboil Genesis Basecamp or whatever they call it stove just because I got a killer deal on it. And so far, I've only cooked one meal on it. It's okay. You know, for the price point on it, it's really expensive. But the only reason why I got it again is because of the price point I got it for, which was like dang near 50% off, which was awesome. And, you know, for a compact little stove, it looks pretty cool. I don't think I would spend $500 on it, though, to be honest with you. But most people that do have it, they're either really serious or they just prefer cooking. And anyway, it's good for elevation. It's tight and it's small. You could use different types of cooking things with it. So anyway, it's all in one kind of deal, and that's why I like it. So if you guys want to voice your opinions on kind of the griddles or cooktops or anything like that, you could call the phone number 417-319-1969. Guys, this is our first official Monday show ever since 4/4/24, which was last Thursday, and Miss Patty Upton was my first ever guest. Hopefully you guys checked out that podcast. Everyone that has or maybe has messaged me in one way or another via Facebook, Instagram, or even text message. And everyone's just like, wow, what an amazing story. And the grit and determination that those people had, you know, Lauren and Patty had to go do these things they did. I mean, most of us probably would have given up, but they were determined. They got it through. They got it done. And it was just inspiring. So we're going to do a live Q&A with Patty this Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm going to try to stream this on the NFO Facebook group. I don't know if you could stream to Instagram. I'll try it. And YouTube. We might just do YouTube only. I don't know. It's going to be live. So if you guys haven't listened to the episode yet already, please go over and do so and write down some questions. If you already did listen to it, go listen to it again and then write down some questions that you may have for Patty Upton. And we will ask her kind of about that, because if you guys listened to it, I didn't really talk about much. You know, I just let her just take over, and she pretty much talked for an hour and 20 minutes all by herself. And anyway, I was having audio issues and all that stuff, but I'm glad it kind of worked out the way it did, because it flowed really good with her story. I mean, you're talking a global expedition like this, and she can narrow it down, and just the amount of knowledge and things that she has is just incredible. So if you have a question, please write it down. This is not the voicemail segment. This is a live Q&A that we're going to have this Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I will make an event for that, hopefully, and start blasting that out today. And if you guys get it, please say that you're coming and invite somebody else. Send it off to somebody else. That's going to be a Facebook event, by the way. So if you're not on Facebook, just join us over on YouTube at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and under NFO or Newfound Overland. channel over there. So anyway, that was awesome. And we got more expo coming up, guys, in 2 weeks. And my Forerunner still broke down. I'm going through everything. And yesterday I did the front right CV axle. I did brakes and rotors. And I'm thinking I'm going to have to do bearings on the on both sides, driver and passenger, for the sake of me kind of taking longer than I should. I'm going to button it all up and then drive it, because I have to take this thing to More Expo. That's Springfield, Missouri. It's about an hour and a half away. I don't think it's going to be like super dangerous or anything. I might have to take like the back roads and not go super fast. But it could also be, well, also, I don't know. Once I get the weight of a tire, you know, whenever you're pushing on a vehicle or something like that with the tire off, it's just kind of different. Maybe I'll just put the tire on there and try to just to see if there's much play. So anyway, I'm trying to go through this thing as best as possible in a timely manner as possible. And that's kind of impossible because I'm really wanting to do a good job at all these repairs so I can go out and forget about it and not have to come back after More and work on it. But I'm thinking I'm going to have to do some of this stuff after More. I've also got to do the rear axle housing, either a swap, or I've got to weld this little tiny pinhole shut on the very back where one of the teeth or something happened within the differential a couple episodes or Monday episodes ago. I said it exploded. That wasn't the case. The pinion hit the couple teeth off the ring gear, and I don't know the force or anything, but it jolted backward, and there's a nice little puncture there on the backside of the housing. So I'm going to have to either weld that or replace the entire housing, which I've got a parts rig for this reason. It's just not going to be fun swapping all that stuff. I've got the Panhard correction bar I'd have to weld on there. I've got the third member, which I ordered gears for, should be in Tuesday or Wednesday. I'll take it over to my buddy. He's a 15-year Toyota tech. Hopefully he can get that all lashed for me and buttoned up to where I could put it in this coming up weekend. So there's a lot going on with my Forerunner, and it is just absolutely, I don't know, I don't want to say stressful, but it's time consuming, and I'm the type of person that likes to do things right. I'm not the type of person that will just kind of booger it together. I want it done right and, you know, put my family in there and feel safe about taking trips and stuff. So anyway, I will be there April 19th and 20th at More Expo. And if you guys want to use budget over 10, you could save 10%. And I think he said you could use that all the way up until day of. I mean, there's probably no expiration date on that is what he said. So if you're wanting to do the S'more to More, if you're wanting to do a VIP pass, if you're going to camp there, even like a day pass, or if you're doing a 2-day pass, whatever, use code budget over 10, you will save 10% off your purchase. So that's really cool. And also, we just found out that we are going to be at booth A-3 on Storyteller Row, which is really cool. It's a pretty big spot, so if you guys want to bring your chairs, you know, you could leave them there even if you want. But just kind of set up there, chill out if you want. I'm a little propane fire pit. Off-road Brian's going to be there also. We're just going to have a chill week, and we're just going to hang together. And I'm still wanting to do a couple live interviews Saturday, so I'll have a sheet there or something. But I don't want to set it out. So if anybody wants to do kind of some small, quick podcasting, hit me up Friday, and we could schedule a time for Saturday to do so. I'll have kind of a small window there that we could do this because More Expo is, for me, is very, very busy. It's networking central. I get to see all my friends from all over the country that I've not seen in, you know, probably since last year for the most part. So going around trying to catch up with all them, you know, everybody's going to be a chatty Cathy because we've got 2 days to get everything that we want, you know, done. You know, we got to talk to people. We want to share stories with other people. And then just also look at all the gear and go walk around and maybe come home with some things or two. I don't really have a whole lot on my radar, but you never know. That's why going around to these places could be good and bad because, you know, you want to make sure that, you don't impulse buy. And that leads me to like another point, which, you know, go check out all these other rigs. Go talk to everybody else. So Charlie with Outskirts Overland, he was on a Budget Overland podcast probably towards the end there. And we just had a chill conversation. We were talking. That was one of his advice given to me and to the listeners, is to go talk to people who are actually doing this stuff. Go talk to the people who are living out of it, and then ask them specific questions about what gear they would recommend for XYZ, whatever you're looking for. They would love to love you to pick their brain. And I'm sure they will share some very good tangible information to help you make big purchase decisions if that's what you're wanting to do, or just maybe talk about traveling in general, just kind of pick their brains on that. People that are on Storyteller, even vendors, they love to talk to people. They absolutely love it. So don't be shy. Don't be timid. Go up to them, talk to them. And that leads me to another thing that's relevant to the More Expo. We're doing a collaboration with Becker Supply Co., and he has some fantastic outdoors apparel. You know, pretty much everything is designed in-house. It's printed in-house, everything. And it's a mom-and-pop operation, not some big corporate company out there. And everything's handled with love and care. But we're doing a collaboration with Newfound Overland and Becker Supply Co. And we've got a limited edition kind of design. It's for a t-shirt right now. But you guys can go over to BeckerSupplyCo.com and scroll under shop. And then scroll all the way down to the bottom. You'll find Newfound Overland. And we've got that shirt up there. I'm pretty sure it's a pre-order, so all of those, if you guys get your orders in today, don't quote me on this. You might want to call them before you order, but I think they are shipping out this week. So that means you'll get it for More Expo, and if you do get it before More Expo, wear it to More Expo, come up to me, show me that you're wearing it, and I got a little prize for you. Just a little whatever. I like doing giveaways wherever I can, whenever I can. So if you guys are wearing a t-shirt that has all the, you know, the new logo, or not Luke. Yeah, it's the logo for Newfound Overland, but he's got a cool design on the back. So go over to BeckerSupplyCo.com, pick you up a t-shirt, and then come wear it at More Expo, and I will give you a little prize. See, we got one voicemail today. And then we got some sticker giveaways to do, and I kind of briefly touched up on my truck. I don't think I'm going to get into it because, honestly, it's making me a little antsy. I'm doing this Monday podcast now. Obviously, I do these on Sunday for you guys that are just new to the podcast. So it's sitting on the other side of this wall, which I'm like, I really want to go work on it, and I will, but I don't want to be spread too thin either. So I'm trying to make a little dent here and there. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know if I did upload this voicemail, but let me do it real quick. But in the meantime, guys, if you would call into the voicemail, it's really fun. It's a fun way for us to all kind of connect, I guess, in a way, and then just kind of get to know each other. You know, we had some people calling in to the other show. And I don't care if you're like a professional or not. I mean, just call in. I think it's pretty fun. And then we could do longer voicemail segments and all that jazz. So I think this is it. I'm loading it right meow. And then I'm going to go to grids, scroll down here. I'm not sure this is it, but we'll see. Let me see real quick. Let's see if this is it.
Benji, Michael, Woodward, Oklahoma. Just wanted to say congratulations on the new endeavor. I'm looking forward to it. Have a great week, man.
Shoot, yeah. That was it. It worked. Thanks, brother. I'm having a good time, guys. It's fun. I had Baker Overland in here. He came up this weekend. He was doing some work stuff, so he kind of swung up over here. And we attempted to do kind of a fun little podcast recording. You know, we were more or less just chit-chatty, which is fine. I might throw together it kind of being a bonus show. I might even throw it out there for a regular show. But anyway, it was fun. You know, Off-Road Brian was up here. We were just kind of messing around with the studio and everything, because eventually with some of the things I'm wanting to incorporate here, I've got to get better at setting up my cameras and all that stuff, having it ready for guests, because we were spending most of the time kind of just finagling with lighting and all that fun stuff, because that's kind of Baker's wheelhouse. Also, he really likes the studio and you know, the amenities that go with it. So lighting, sound, all that stuff, there are aspects to a show that a lot of people probably don't pay attention to, but they're there, and they would probably notice if those were gone. So anyway, we're kind of nerding out with each other, talking about all that fun stuff. So be on the lookout for that. It's also going to be a video, and I'll probably upload that. I don't know when. You guys will know whenever I blast it all over the place. If you guys are wanting to follow along on all the things, go over to Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and then Patreon. Everything is at Newfound Overland. And that's a good way for you guys to stay connected and to see what is going on in the world of NFO and all that stuff. Now, here's a big shocker before we get into the sticker giveaway. Budget Overland Facebook. I know a lot of you guys are probably in that group. It's dead. I changed the name on that Thursday, and I think I made six people upset, and they went and told all their first cousins. So I think there's eight people that are upset about the name change. But other than that, we're all pretty stoked. So the new name over there is United by Overland. So why not just call it Overland United or United Overland? Because those names are taken, folks. It's really hard these days to find names that are original, with meaning, and aren't already taken. So it's pretty much what it is. You know, it was Budget Overland to begin with. People would post here and there, but then it got so big so quick. If you had a nice vehicle, say, over the price tag of $5,000 or $10,000, and I know today that doesn't seem like much, they would argue about all that. So they expect people to go overlanding in cardboard boxes and stuff like that. So I wanted to kind of unify the group a little better, and I wanted to broaden it to where people could post stuff without feeling like, you know, you can still be budget minded and have nice things. That's why we do this. You can't, I mean, I can't go out and just buy everything brand new. I like to be thrifty. I've got some DIY stuff. You know, if I see something on Marketplace that I could use that's relatively inexpensive for this Overland stuff, I will buy it. And occasionally I will buy new if I can't find it. So there's all these different things. And like I said before, everybody was all getting hung up on the word budget. And so I wanted to nip that in the bud, just make it more of a unified Overland group, kind of different than the others still, because it's not going to be a bicker and back and forth between everybody. It's going to be a unified place. So go check it out. If you guys are on Facebook, it's a large group. I think we're still at 60,000. I know we lost a little bit of people, but not a lot to write home about. So if you guys go over to United by Overland, it's a private group, and you'll have to answer some questions, but you'll get right in. There's a couple rules you need to pay attention to. We're only doing like one-time warnings, and after that, you're going to get the ban. And yeah, I think that's all I have to say about that. It's pretty fun going over there. A lot of cool DIY, relatively inexpensive things still happening. Not so much of a, I can't say it on the air, but you know what I'm talking about, because all the other groups are kind of like that to a point. And so anyway, go check it out. It's going to be a good time over there for sure. I think that's going to do it for the podcast, except for we're going to do a sticker giveaway. And I told you this, guys, I think from the beginning, for every 10 reviews, like written reviews over on Apple Podcast, for every 10, I am going to put those names into a hat, more or less, quote unquote, onto a generated wheel or whatever. So we've got 15 reviews right now. So that means we're going to do one drawing. So for every 10 drawings, you guys will, your names will be thrown into this pool to where I'm going to draw a winner for a NFO sticker. So this week, since we only have 15 reviews, we are going to do one sticker. Now next week, if we get 30 or whatever, then we'll do two other reviews. So once we get to 10, boom, that one's done. Once we get to 20, then we'll have to do another one, blah, blah, blah. I'm keeping score here. So go over to Apple iTunes, leave Newfound Overland a review over there. And yeah, anyway, good stuff. So I'm going to go on my phone real quick. I've got the names in there. I just got to find it. And yeah, I think that'll be it for the end of the show. And like I said earlier, guys, we're going to do a live interview with Patty Upton and on Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Just figure out the time zones there for you. I know the East Coast is an hour ahead of me. Mountain Time is an hour after me. And then Pacific Time is 2 hours after that. So use it wisely, and have your questions ready. So whenever she's on here, we're not just got our thumbs twiddling and all that fun stuff. So we'll have a good time listening there. And here we go with the reviews. Yeah, we got 15 right now. So let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. It's spinning, spinning, spinning. All right. M-W-A-U-N. M-W-A-U-N. You've got until Saturday. You got until Saturday to let me know that you're the winner, and you'll have to show a little bit of proof as well. But if your username for the Apple Podcast review is capital N, capital W, lowercase A-U-N, you are the winner of our first little sticker thing. So hit me up. You could hit me up at heynfo@gmail.com. That's the official email for Newfound Overland. So anyway, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Have a killer Monday, and I'll see you back here Thursday. Bye-bye.